A brilliant star shone at the center of the darkness, sending long radials of frigid white light into the habitat. M'Zu was silhouetted perfectly against the white blaze reflected off the sea, encased in the black skin of the spacesuit, a consummate monochrome picture. Shark immobilized Samuel's body for a precious second. Out of the center of the fading star, a black hawk came skimming silently over the sea towards M'Zu. A compressed ovoid, 130 meters long, with a horseshoe life support section molded round the rear dorsal bulge. Its blue polyp hull was marbled with an imperial purple web. "Jesus wept," Pauline said, in an aghast whisper. "It's jumped inside. It's come right into the fucking habitat." "Get her," Monica cried. "For Christ's sake, stop the bitch." She ran forwards. "No, stop. Come back!" Samuel yelled. But Pauline was already charging out of the trees after the ESA agent, boosted muscles accelerating her to a phenomenal speed. "Oh, shit!" He started to run. Mayer saw the small space-suited woman standing at the water's edge, and Yudat obligingly angled round towards her. Tension had condensed his guts into a solid lump. Swallowing inside a habitat, it had to be the craziest stunt in the history of spaceflight. Yet they'd done it. "We are in," Yudat observed sagely. "That's halfway. And don't I know it?" "What are you doing?" Tranquility's outraged broadcast thundered into the Black Hawk's mind. Mayer winced. Even Yudat's calm thoughts fluttered. "The woman is a political dissident being persecuted by the Kulu ESA," Mayer replied with shaky bravado. "Of all people, Ione Saldana should sympathize with that. We're taking her where she will be safe." "Stop immediately. I will not permit this. Yudat, swallow out now." The force of the mental compulsion which the habitat personality exerted was incredible. Mayer felt as though someone had smashed a meat hook into his skull to pull his brain out by the roots. He groaned, clutching at the cushioning of his acceleration couch, heart pounding in his ears. "Stop!" "Keep going," he gasped. His nose started to bleed. Neural nanonics sent out a flurry of metabolic overrides. Alcat waded through the shallows as the Black Hawk descended, gliding fastidiously round one of the cove's small islands. She hadn't grasped how big the Bitech creature was. To see that almighty bulk suspended so easily in the air was an uncanny marvel. Its rounded nose was streaked with long frost rays as the sea's humidity gusted over polyp, which was accustomed to the radiative chill of deep space. A huge patch of water below the hull began to foam and churn as the distortion field interacted with it. She suddenly felt as though the horizontal was rolling. Yudat turned through 90 degrees and tilted sharply, bringing the portside wing of its life-support horseshoe down towards the water. An airlock slid open. Cherry Barnes stood inside wearing her spacesuit. Orange silicon fiber straps tethered her securely to the sides of the small chamber. She threw a rope ladder down. On the beach, 5 figures were racing over the dunes. Ione said, "Kill her!" The sergeants pulled laser pistols from their holsters. Alcat M'Zu already had her foot on the first rung. Yudat's maser cannon fired. Monica Fuchs pounded hard across the sand, neural mnemonics, commands, and boosted muscles meshing, so that her body ate the distance effortlessly, 150 meters in 9 seconds. The prime order of the ESA's tranquility operation was to prevent M'Zu from leaving. That took precedence over everything. It didn't look like Monica was going to get to the Black Hawk in time. M'Zu had started to claw her way up the rocking ladder. She reviewed which of her weapon implants would have the best chance. The trouble was, most of them were designed for unobtrusive close-range work, and that bloody lunar S-2 spacesuit didn't help. It would have to be a micro-dart, and hope the tip penetrated. She was aware of the sergeants off to her left pulling out their laser pistols. A meter-wide column of air fluoresced a faint violet, drawing a line from a silver bubble on the Black Hawk's lower hull to a sergeant. The Bitech servitor blew apart in an explosion of steam and carbon granules. 15 meters behind it, where the beam struck the beach, a patch of sand became a puddle of glass, glowing a vivid rose gold.